Hi, I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis with the post-election edition of Campus Connection for Thursday, November 8th. And Burns, the votes have been cast and the dust is settling from the big midterms.
Well, that's right. Here in Oklahoma, the Republicans had a very good day yesterday. Of course, welcome the new governor, Kevin Stitt, who was victorious over former Attorney General Drew Edmondson. The Republicans actually picked up a little more seats in the legislature. Many, many new, I think 55 or 60 brand new legislators, and a number of legislators who are just in their second term. So it's going to be a very interesting time at the Capitol. And as you went down ballot, Republicans continued to take, I think, every statewide race. So we'll look forward to working with the new administration and trying to help make Oklahoma great.
Burns, let's turn to a milestone birthday for a special OSU alum.
That's right. Cecil O'Brate celebrated his 90th birthday this past Saturday. Cecil was raised in Enid and attended Oklahoma A&M in the 40s. He's a longtime resident of Garden City, Kansas. Cecil is really a self-made entrepreneur. He's enjoyed success in a multitude of businesses, agriculture, banking, energy, hospitality, real estate, you name it. And he and his wife, Frances, have given back in a big way. Their family foundation has helped thousands and thousands of students achieve an honorary degree. And notably for Oklahoma State, Cecil made a lasting mark with his $35 million gift to help fund the exciting new baseball complex, which is going up as we speak and will open for the 2020 season. O'Brate Stadium will be the nation's premier collegiate baseball facility. So thanks and happy birthday, Cecil.
Burns, a former OSU president, is receiving a special honor.
That's right. Former President Jim Halligan was named a Tau Beta Pi Distinguished Alumnus last month. Tau Beta Pi was established in 1885 and is the world's largest engineering society. Dr. Halligan earned his chemical engineering degrees from Iowa State University and served as OSU's 16th president from 1994 to 2002. He was then elected to the Oklahoma State Senate in 2008 and served two terms there. Congratulations to President Halligan.
Burns, the Spears School of Business and KOSU are hosting an NPR star that I know you're excited to have on campus next week.
That's right, Kelly. We're really excited. And as a Planet Money podcast listener, I'm very excited that Robert Smith, the host of Planet Money, is going to be in Stillwater. As Smith says, quote, "Every week we make dull business news sparkle for millions of listeners," close quote, and that includes me. Robert Smith will speak in Stillwater and Tulsa as part of the Global Entrepreneurship Week. The appearances are sponsored by the OSU Riata Center for Entrepreneurship and KOSU Public Radio. Thank you, Kelly. Mr. Smith will speak next Tuesday, November 13th in Stillwater, and then at OSU Tulsa that evening. And I look forward to interviewing him for an episode of Inside OSU while he's here in Stillwater. Maybe it'll become a podcast. We'll do that. So Wednesday, he will highlight a listener event from the KOSU's Tulsa studio. So we're really excited about that.
And so are we. Hey, Burns, let's wrap up today with one of today's top-selling fiction authors who will be speaking at OSU tomorrow night.
Well, that's right, Kelly. Everybody that loves the mystery genre of novels loves Lee Child, who's the author of the best-selling Jack Reacher series, of which I've read many. He headlines the Cobb Speaker Series, which is presented by the Friends of the OSU Library. Child's Jack Reacher series, of more than 20 novels, I got a lot to go, has sold nearly 100 million copies. This is the 28th year of the Cobb series. Past authors have included James Patterson, Ken Burns, S.E. Hinton, and Doris Kearns Goodwin. The event raises valuable funds to support various library initiatives and programs.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.